At the time of its opening, the SGLM line is steam-driven. But 15 years later, it sees the advent of a new form of energy, electricity. Developed in the 19th century, the steam locomotive reigned over the railways. In France, the Second Empire built the main lines we know today. The Third Republic consolidated the network with a network of secondary lines. But very quickly, the steam locomotives show their limits. Very quickly, the SGLM line was saturated. It is then decided to use a new energy, electricity. It allows the use of powerful locomotives by drastically increasing the tonnage of convoys. This avant-garde choice was based on the new construction site of the Avignonnet Dam plant launched in 1899. Easily accessible, available in abundance, hydroelectricity is a decisive choice. Alongside the audacious Marc Rivoire-Vicat, chief engineer and administrator, it was the Swiss René Thury who proposed a revolutionary system. And revolutionary it will be. At the time, the electric tracks were low voltage, but René Thury proposed to electrify the metric track with high voltage direct current, a global first. His system, with two overheaded contact lines, known as two bridge, allows a much better performance while limiting the voltage on the traction units. This innovation wins on all fronts. The first electric line was tested between La Motte-les-Bains and La Motte-d'Aveillon with the prototype machine E1. It was fully electrified a few years later, and the line became a technological example for the whole world. Despite the choice of industrial alternating current for the national railway network in the 1960s, it is still today a high-voltage direct current that allows you to reach the plateau.